Vietnam has released a prominent democracy activist from prison ahead of the Lunar New Year, or Tet, which begins this weekend. Nguyen Coc Thuan served 4 years of a 12-year sentence. He was convicted of spying in December 2002 for sending emails to Vietnamese exiles and others abroad. Those emails detailed farmers' protests about corruption and the confiscation of their land. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
A government spokesman says Nguyen Coc Thuan was released early for admitting his guilt and showing remorse. But he will remain under house arrest for 3 more years and is forbidden to have contact with other pro-democracy activists. He has also been told not to speak with foreign journalists. Nguyen, a soldier in the Northern Army during the war, describes prison conditions as harsh and says his health deteriorated sharply while in prison. The U.S. government has long sought freedom for Nguyen and 4 others it describes as prisoners of conscience. An embassy spokesman today welcomed the news of his release and said, "We look forward to more actions of this type when all Vietnamese who are being held unjustly will be free." Nguyen Coc Thuan's release was officially timed to coincide with the Lunar New Year. But it also comes less than 2 weeks after the visit here of U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill. Embassy officials won't say whether Hill renewed U.S. calls for the dissidents' freedom. Some U.S. lawmakers have warned Vietnam must make significant progress on human rights if it is to be successful in its bid to join the World Trade Organization later this year. Speaking today by phone, the newly released Nguyen Coc Thuan says he believes foreign pressure is working.
I think I was released because of the interference of the international community. I think the government will probably release Nguyen Vo Binh and Pham Hong Son too. It is because of the outside pressure. The government needs to integrate into the world in many respects, and the most important thing for them right now is to join the WTO.
Journalist Nguyen Vo Binh and Dr. Pham Hong Son are among the 5 whose release the U.S. has sought. Both were arrested during a 2002 crackdown on dissidents after posting material on the Internet, calling for democratic change and more respect for human rights. The Vietnamese government keeps a tight rein on freedom of expression and often jails people for criticizing the government. But in the past year, it has taken steps to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch says at least 12 political or religious prisoners were released in 2005. Nguyen Coc Thuan is the first of the new year, a year in which Vietnam hopes to finally join the WTO, and a year in which it plays host to the annual APEC Forum in November. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.